Hello and welcome to the debate. I'm Marzia Hashemi. Thanks so much for being with us. Well, what is a moderate terrorist? Perhaps Washington and its allies can be asked this question, as on the one hand, the United States says it condemns terrorism, while at the same time it sends more support to those in Syria who Russian President Vladimir Putin labeled as organ eaters. This while new footage has surfaced of members of an insurgent group fighting the government in Damascus, cutting off the head of a supporter of the government while others clap and film. Well, if this isn't terrorism, then exactly what is? We'll be taking a look at the latest out of Syria and the continued support for terrorism.
Atrocities of war continues in Syria. A new video has been posted on the internet, allegedly showing foreign-backed insurgents beheading another Syrian citizen for supporting the government of President Bashar al-Assad. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, which is close to the foreign-backed opposition, said the video was taken in Homs province. Meanwhile, infighting among insurgents continue, with the so-called Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant ISIL using its weapons of choice against the rival militants, which is car bomb attacks. In their latest act, an ISIL bomb killed a commander of other rebels in the northern city of Aleppo. Estimates show that there are currently 100,000 foreign militants fighting in Syria. Amid the raging conflict, the US has reiterated its resolve to send more arms to those insurgents whom it called moderate, though to many a moderate militant seems much of an oxymoron. The U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry once again issued veiled threat of military action against Syria.
Now, Bashar al-Assad is not, in our judgment, fully in compliance because of the timing and the delays that have taken place, contrary to the OPCW's judgment that this could move faster. So the options are all the options that originally existed. No option has been taken off the table.
The U.S. policy on global issues, including Syria, is not welcomed anywhere in the world.
Murder! Kriegstreiber! Verpisst euch!
This young German man calls Kerry a murderer and wants him to leave Germany as he enters a restaurant in Munich. As for Syria, the U.S. has not shown any willingness to allow the Arab country's crisis to be resolved through democratic means. Opponents of foreign intervention in Syria believe that Syrian people's vote is the only thing that can end the conflict, which has claimed tens of thousands of lives since 3 years ago.
I'd like to welcome my guests to the program. Out of Washington, U.S. foreign policy and national security analyst Mr. Lawrence J. Korb. And out of Madison, Wisconsin, from the American Freedom Radio Station, Dr. Kevin Barrett. Welcome both of you to the program. Well, let's start off, Mr. Korb. I'm sure you've just heard the sound clip that we played. And when we have, for example, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry continually basically saying all options are on the table whenever they're dealing with any type of international situation, what exactly does that mean? Isn't that a threatening nature to begin with? And why would he say this right now with the situation in Syria and as Damascus is trying to comply with the demand to destroy the chemical weapons?
Well, I think, as been documented by the international community, Syria has only put in about 5% of its chemical weapons. And basically, the international community, not the United States, the group that monitors the whole chemical weapons treaty, which Syria has now signed, basically said that they're not carrying out the promises that they made when the United States and the international community agreed not to take military action for their violating the Chemical Weapons Convention in return for them getting rid of their weapons. And I think what they're saying is you're not complying to the promises that you made last summer.
Okay, Dr. Barrett, your take on this, exactly what does it all mean? Is it once again that war or attacks by the United States then is back on the table, or expand on it in your perspective what it means?
Well, you know, John Kerry says all options are on the table. We might just bomb you, to pretty much everybody he meets. Every other day we hear Kerry quoted as saying that. But let's look a little closer at what this chemical weapons issue is really all about. The agreement by the Syrians to get rid of their chemical weapons came in August as a result of what we now know was a false flag chemical weapons incident staged in Al-Ruta. We know now for a virtual certainty that this was not an attack by the government of Syria, as we were told. It was an attack by the opposition, the rebels, presumably orchestrated by Bandar bin Sultan, the head of Saudi intelligence, in collaboration with the United States of America, his backers. We had a study just come out now that corroborated everything we learned from Seymour Hersh recently. Hersh quoted all sorts of U.S. intelligence officials as saying that they knew that this was not a Syrian government chemical weapons attack from almost the moment it happened. And now we have this new study out that was put out by, Postal and Lloyd. Lloyd is a former UN chemical weapons inspector, and Postal is a professor at Massachusetts Institute of Technology. And these guys did a very, very detailed study in collaboration with many other American scientists of the rocket that carried the chemical weapons into Al-Ruta. And what they found was that that rocket had only a 2 kilometer range, yet the territory controlled by the Syrian government was 4 kilometers away. Mm-hmm. They were shocked. These guys, Lloyd and Postal, said that when they commenced this study, they expected that it was going to corroborate that the Syrian government was responsible, which shows how politically naive they are. But as it turned out, quite the opposite. They discovered and were shocked to discover that this was slam dunk proof that this could not have been fired by the Syrian government from its territory, as Obama was claiming. Okay. So we now know that it's not Syria that should be getting rid of its chemical weapons. It's the United States of America and its terrorist allies.
Mr. Korb, your take on the study that Dr. Barrett has just said. There, not only that study, there have been several other studies that have been done that has said that there was no way, actually, because of the territory that was in the hands of the insurgents compared to the government, that it was actually the government to carry out those chemical attacks. And many people would also say that there was no reason for them to do it.
Well, if you take a look at what the UN inspectors who are on the ground say, they disagree. But leaving that aside, the
no,
real
sir,
question
wait,
is...
Wait, let me just jump in here. No,
in
sir,
fact,
they did not disagree.
This didn't happen.
Mr.
Why
Korb?
Did Syria...
Mr. Korb, please, let us get our information correct. What the UN inspectors had said was that the incident had taken place, but they did not say who had done it. So go ahead, please, and answer the question.
Yes, but if you let me finish, I will explain it to you.
Go ahead.
Okay. If you read their report, while they didn't say that the Syrian government did it, they did say that if you look at it, that the evidence points in that direction. But even if they're wrong, the fact of the matter is the Syrian government under Assad agreed to get rid of their chemical weapons and signed the Chemical Weapons Convention. My feeling is if they hadn't done it, why would they agree to that? And that's what we're talking about now. It's not who did it. The fact of the matter is the Syrian government agreed to get rid of them, and they're dragging their feet on the agreement that they made. They said they were going to get rid of them all in 6 months.
They agreed to get rid of them as the result of of mass murder by the United States of America and its Saudi allies. You're saying it doesn't matter that the United States of America and Saudi intelligence murdered hundreds of people in Al-Ruta and tried to blame the Syrian government? You're apologizing for that murder, and you're saying that it's Syria that should get rid of its chemical weapons when they were the victims of this? Are you out of your mind, sir?
Well, let's go back to the situation at hand right now. We know that the Geneva II talks just finished last week. And during that week, it was a very actually bloody week on the ground still in Syria. And we do know that reports were released that the United States has been sending more arms, more weapons, more help to the insurgent groups. Mr. Korb, my question is that before Washington has said it is very hard to make sure that the arms that they send are going into what they call the right hands. So if that is the case, then why do they continue to increase the number of weapons that they're sending if they say that they are concerned about the loss of life on the ground inside of Syria?
Well, again, what happened was President Obama last summer asked the Congress to approve sending more weapons to the moderate people, the people who, before any outsiders came in there, before any of the al-Qaeda groups came in there, were murdered wantonly by